Well, good morning again. Today we're going to look at words. In fact, our whole theme for the rest of September is words can change a life. We have some words up here. You can see them. But we're looking for more words. So if you have other words of encouragement, words that you have heard or that you have said, please email the church office and say words, you know, in the subject line, words, and then you can just put in some words in the body of it, and we'll include them throughout the sanctuary. Some of you may still have chimes in my possession. If you do, please find me after church. They're in my office, and I'm happy to give them back. September is a month of new schedules, settling into new routines. Even if you are not scheduled around a school year, you may need to change your routines because the sun is going down earlier in the evening, or you might need to remember a light jacket because it gets cool at night. Things around us are constantly shifting and changing. In our living through change, we can even look to shift our words in life. This may seem simple, or you might be thinking, this is gonna be hard. But words can change a life. In fact, I bet words have changed your life. Think back to yourself as a child or a young adult. Do you remember your parents or grandparents, your siblings or teachers, coaches, Sunday school teachers or youth group leaders or mentors telling you were good at something? Were you encouraged in sports or in writing, in science, in art, or music? Because someone saw a God-given gift in you? What words were spoken that gave you encouragement? Maybe you heard, you are smart. Or, have you thought about becoming a journalist? Or a mechanic? Or an accountant? Or, are you going to try out for the musical this year? Or, hey, are you going to try out for the team this year? We could really use you, and you're really good at this. Our families and teachers, friends and mentors use words that shift how we think of ourselves and what we feel we can accomplish in life. Words are so powerful that how we talk to one another and what we say to one another is spoken of in Scripture. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 9 through 11, Paul, the author of the letter, addresses the faith community of his day by acknowledging the encouragement they have spoken to one another. And Paul asks them to keep on doing this work. So fitting even for today. Luckily, most of us have had at least one person in our lives who have found something special in us and who have encouraged us. Unfortunately, this is not the case for everyone. Some of us have lived a life in which we have heard words that hurt. As much as words can change a life for the better, words can also change a life in a negative way. Bullying is out of control. We usually think of bullying in schools, but bullying can happen at home, in schools, at work, and even in our closest relationships. Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 9. Says, this I observed as I tried my best to understand all that's going on in this world. As long as men and women have the power to hurt each other, this is the way it is. A quote that may bring some clarity, understanding, and compassion to the human experience comes from Maya Angelou. I did then what I knew how to do. Now that I know better, I do better. Is she saying that bullies have been shown this hurtful behavior? And that it's possible? possible to change? This quote may bring us some compassion even for our bullies. They may have been shown this behavior, and it's what they know. They have been hurt by words too. As a faith community and as individual persons of faith, are we to show the example that Paul is talking about? Living in the light, living in the light of the love of God, and encouraging one another. Will this shift our world full of bullies? If our words are examples of how we treat one another, is it possible that this example will shine out into our neighborhood, the city, and the world? If our bullies only do what they know, what they have been shown or modeled, then what if we show them another way, a loving way, to interact with people? Will this change a life? Could this change a life? It certainly would change the bully's life, and hopefully the bullied person's life. Words are so impactful. Therefore, if we have heard hurtful or negative words in our lives, we must always keep in mind God's unending love for us. Somehow shift these hurtful words to loving words that God knows and believes about us. Because words can change a life. We have taken a moment to reflect on the words that have impacted our own lives. Now let's take a moment to reflect on words that we have spoken that may have changed a life. So how often do we speak words of encouragement in our relationships, to our partners, our children, our grandchildren, our friends, the members of our church, our students, those we mentor, even the garbage person or the grocery store clerk? Do our words reflect the light of love of God 7 days a week? Are we using Jesus as an example of a way to live our lives even outside the church? Are we able to be mindful of the impact of our words even when we are angry and frustrated, or even when we've been hurt and we want to lash out and hurt back? Even more challenging, let's reflect on words we have said that were unkind or hurtful. We may need to offer an apology to someone in our lives in which we have spoken hurtful words. We need to constantly be mindful that we are to live in the light. As Christians, we are called to encourage one another. We may miss the mark sometimes, but as Maya Angelou says, "I did then what I knew how to do. Now that I know better, I do better." This is a reminder that we know better. Our words do draw a line. Our words draw a line in either encouraging or hurtful ways. Our words draw a line in representing Jesus well or not well. Our words draw a line in what the unchurched or those who have been hurt by the church know about what we believe, or maybe what they think God believes about them. Our words draw a line in how we teach people to treat us and how our children treat others. I'm going to close with a video clip, but I have a little background before we get to that. This song so beautifully captures how a shift in a word can change how a person sees themselves or feels about their worth. This song describes how God's words are loving toward us. If only we could use loving and encouraging words with one another at all times, as God does, many lives would change. It would be interesting to see how each life that is changed by an encouraging word would impact another life, and then another life, and then another life, and then another life. What would our church look like? Our neighborhood look like? And our world look like if we could constantly be using encouraging words with one another in and out of the church? As Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 1 talks about wisdom, and here, wisdom can be interpreted as wisdom, or it can be interpreted as God, or it could be interpreted as God's wisdom that we have learned from God. And so hear these words again. There's nothing better than being wise, knowing how to interpret the meaning of life. Wisdom puts light in the eyes and gives gentleness to words and manners. And here is a song by Mandisa. Yes, I chose her again because I love this album. And this is a song called The Truth About Me. She's talking to God.
If only I could see me as you see me, and understand the way that I am loved, would it give a whole new meaning to my purpose, change the way
the truth about